Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on this 19th day of December. Our last blessing call before Christmas. And I was sharing informally with our community before I remembered to put the recording on, so I won't repeat myself for their sake. I know I don't particularly like to go through a repetition of what somebody didn't do completely the first time. So we'll just go on from there. But I just want to say I'm so glad that we were able to share the spirit of Christmas together as much as we did coming into this year. Because I really don't think for most people 2021 was the year of their fondest dreams. Some of us managed to get through it okay and have illumination from it, learning, guidance, and maybe rising above the challenges to see blue sky. And thank goodness some of us did. I wasn't one of the some ones, but I got through it, and I'm still dealing with my challenges. But, you know, I still believe we've got a great future, and ups and downs are just part of life. So what I'm enjoying sharing with you every day, my own inspiration, is that spirit of Christ that makes Christmas what it is. It probably isn't and wasn't his birthday, as every scholar of Christian history agrees at this point, but it was the most universally celebrated spiritual holiday in the ancient world, at least in the northern hemisphere of the ancient world. Very simply because Christmas, and you have to excuse the fact that their astronomy wasn't exactly perfect, and also there's been a little bit of drift in the alignment of the Earth to the constellation. But Christmas was basically the winter solstice, which was the day of greatest darkness that the Earth moved back into the light, or the light came back to Earth, so to speak. It's really a turn of the Earth, but in the ancient world, they thought that the sun was coming back to us. The light was returning to us. And even though it was in conformity to Roman religion, Christians readily accepted it because, A, they didn't know when he was born, and B, it symbolized his birth, not just physically, but spiritually, and that was bringing light back to the world, the illumination of the world, the lighting of our hearts. And I really believe that is the spirit of Christmas, is the lighting of the candles, the lighting of our hearts, and the illumination of our communities to be focused upon the good of all, and hopefully to bring as much happiness as possible to all of our family members, community members, and global citizens with whom we share this beautiful planet. And all of that is said with clear understanding that we also have a southern hemisphere that is already enjoying the light. And so we thank you for holding the light for us while we were going into the darker months of our side of the planet. And we do that for each other, and we have to remember that we do that for each other. We're all part of one great solar phenomena. The sun literally brings light, but not just light, life to this planet. And so it does make a very good symbol for the spirit that Christ brought into our hearts. And so that was my opening welcome. I've got more to say as we go along. As you know, I always respond with my messages to what our community brings to the call. So I'm going to open our line now with Jerome. Hello, Jerome, and welcome. Your line is open.
Well, I'm glad it's open. I'm asking prayers for a friend of mine, Jim Artillery, who was a some kind of an illness that affecting him a lot. And then my family, too, they're all doing well, and we had a great meeting with them last night and just had the most fun to get ready for Christmas, too. So, but blessings on you and everything you do and for everybody else on the call.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you. And many, many blessings to you. And you and your family are always in my prayers. I know you will have a warm, well, a warm inside your heart and inside your house, Chris. It's probably going to be a very white one outside.
Yes, it's still winter outside.
Well, you can have the white Christmas for me, okay?
I will.
So when you look outside and you see the snow, think of your little friend Glinda.
I will, friend. Yes, I will. I will. I'll think of you.
And I will think, and I'll just sing the song. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings and blessings.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to open our line. We've got a few more people on the call. Eva, welcome, and your line is open.
Hi. Yeah, this is Eva. And Merry Christmas to everybody out there. I mentioned this before, my nieces and nephew that were having trouble, well, the nephew who is in charge of the estate the sister told my other sister that lives in the house that her mother had lived in, and that he is now wanting to sell all of the property and not allow the other sister to just have her portion be that which she's living on. And this, of course, is very disturbing to them. And so we're not sure what's going to happen there. But I know that they are not having a real happy Christmas right now. And I would like to see them be able to feel some sort of a peace, even in the turmoil. And also for my nephew, because I know that he cannot be happy with what he is doing and hasn't been happy apparently with some family things before, and they really need the blessings. Hopefully that can turn things around for them all and eventually become a happy family again. So I would really
hope so. Yes. And my instinctive take on that is there's a lot of fear circulating around through your family, from fear of losing the home to fear of not getting a fair share to fear of the unknown. I feel a lot of fear there. So I really pray that love will replace the fear. And,
yeah, he really needs the love because he hasn't been feeling it apparently, and the other sister said he's apparently very angry that his sister was able to live there at home with his mother. But, of course, he was out in Wyoming and barely came home to see his mother only a couple of times in about 25 years. And so he wasn't there for her, but yet he's now angry that the other daughter, because she was there, feels that she got the better deal, and therefore he doesn't want to give her a good deal now, apparently. So it is sad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we just pray for peace. Okay.
Definitely.
And I am a good example of how miracles can happen, not just at the 11th hour, but at 11 hours and 55 minutes. So it's never too late for a miracle. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Thank
and
you.
And I think that would be a good slogan. If somebody is in our community is into slogans, it's never too late for a miracle.
That's a good one, yes.
Okay. You know, and I was thinking about all of this. Today I was just thinking about so much angry talk that's going on in the world, and I was hoping that it would just die down, and somewhere out of the blue I got another slogan. Now, I'm not really into slogans, but some people are, and sometimes they make a very good point without getting into an argument. And that slogan was, just because you've got a voice doesn't mean you have anything to say. I have noticed a lot of voices, including yelling voices, that say nothing. So if we could just be mindful of our value in the world and think about the value we are bringing to the world, whatever it might be. It might just be solving a plumbing problem, but to the people you solve it for, that's huge. It's huge. It might just be a peaceful word that stops an argument, but for the people in that argument, it's a big deal. It really is. Everybody do not underestimate your potential for bringing a value to the world. And when you can bring a value to the world, that's when you have something to say. That's when you know how to solve the plumbing problem. That's when you know exactly what peaceful word will end the argument. That's when you know exactly what's missing in somebody's program of understanding that brings understanding and solves the mystery. So look at the value. Pardon me. Being mindful of the values you bring to life is a very big gift. And, you know, if you think about it, even Yeshua and his life would fit into that prescription, because there have been a lot of spiritual teachers in the history of this planet who only lifted people up momentarily or carried people from, let's say, one land to another, or refined upon an ancient belief. Maybe they did something positive, but it changed with the times. But look at what Yeshua did. Look at the value. That's what tells you who he was, the value. The world has not been anywhere near the same in the last 2,000 years. And yet, according to anthropologists, paleontologists, ancient historians, all of them, we have been around for about 200,000 years with very little change. Very, very little change. People will pose the question to me like, well, Clinton, how do you think we could have been here for 200,000 years and there's just no record? And yet, starting about 2,000 years ago, we've got all kinds of records. And I said, well, guess what? There was nothing to say before that. People lived off the land, close to the land, of the land, for the land, in communities that lasted for the duration of family lifetime, and then they did it all over again. There was really nothing to say, nothing to write about. And then the values began to accelerate. Of course, Yeshua also prophesied, and he told us to be aware that as the values accelerate, greed will begin to come into the picture and want to capture these values. And therein we have the trouble of the world. So he forecasted that greed would be the root of the evil that would spring up. And indeed, that has come to pass. But right now and for now, let's look at the values we bring to the earth, because that's who we are, and that's what our future is all about. So, Eva, I hope that your family will find a way to turn that land and that family situation into a mutual value for everyone, and then there will be peace.
Yes, I'm hoping that that will happen.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you, Eva.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Christopher, you're on.
Hi, Glenda and everybody, and Merry Christmas. Just wanted to share that yesterday I had a wonderful experience. It's become a tradition of doing a long meditation during the Christmas season. And yesterday my friend and I got together and did a four-hour we both shared guided meditations, we sang songs, we did a walking meditation, and just lit a candle for Christ, and I just think it's it's such a wonderful tradition, because I sometimes feel mm-hmm. overwhelmed by the whole commercialization of it. And just to sit there and go through these verses that I've heard a million times in church and actually go in and experience the light of it within myself.
Oh, yeah.
So transformative, really.
It really is.
Yeah,
really so. I'm so glad you said that. And sometimes some of the countries that live a simpler life have a more beautiful way of celebrating Christmas. Hmm. It's really quite lovely in Mexico and Central America. A lot of the, I haven't been to all the countries of the world, but I know that even European countries celebrate Christmas typically in a much simpler way than we do. But
yeah.
If you find that light and that simplicity in your heart, that's all that matters.
I know. It's so powerful. We did a meditation where we imagined that we were the shepherds lying in the field at night. And I would read the verse and then we would meditate on the, you know, as if we were there. Oh,
uh-huh.
My goodness. It was so amazing when we wound our way to the stable and we went and we saw the child, the baby there, and we saw Mary and Joseph.
Uh-huh.
And when it was amazing to see that I couldn't even see the baby. I could only see light.
Oh,
pure
beautiful.
White light. And I saw it rippling out to everybody. You know, I saw like multitudes of people coming to sit there. And I just mm-hmm. had this deep prayer in my heart that this season would, that this Christmas season would bring many, many, many people to that light.
Amen. And
amen.
My prayer as well.
So I have a couple of blessings I'd like to ask for. First
of
all, I want to send out a blessing for you.
Thank
for
you.
your housing and next steps. You know, finding just the right place for you. That's, and I keep praying that you're going to feel really supported through the whole process. There's a friend of a family member of mine who I have not met, but I heard her story and my heart was really moved. Her name's Kara, K-A-R-A, Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y, hyphen Henkel, H-E-N-K-E-L. She's a 40-year-old, wonderfully hearted human being who got COVID recently, ended up getting a stroke, and is now blind.
Oh.
And so we're all praying today. That, you know, to that the friend that I, the family member who I know who's friends with her says, you know, this is a powerhouse woman and whatever happens with this, she's going to take it to the highest level. So
mm-hmm.
if she's meant to be blind, then we pray for her to have just whatever it is, the highest outcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the Apostle Paul was blind for a while.
He was,
and then,
wasn't he?
He was. Yes, he was. So. And others have been blind temporarily and momentarily, and then they have seen the light again. So it's not all over. A lot of things could happen. It could result in spiritual light, or it could result in the restoration of physical light.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, and I was actually just reading, listening to a talk and went over to read this article that was referenced, and this is a blind man who speaks of this. He says, you know, we think that the truth is out in the world, but we forget that the light is within. So he became blind, I think, when he was 8 years old. And he's just passionate about what a blessing it's been for him because he sees the light within him, and that he said it was only through love that the light would become brighter. When he was in anger or disappointment or sadness, he wouldn't even see that inner light anymore. But when he was in a loving place, he would see that light inside, and then he could walk through the world without any challenges. So the light within him
was
illuminating his path.
Mm-hmm. You know, Christopher, I feel that. I just love the great opera singer, well, he's kind of pop opera, really, but he's beautiful, Andrea Bocelli.
Mm.
Andrea Bocelli has been, he was born with glaucoma, and went completely blind at the age of 12. He has one of the most heavenly voices God ever created. And when he goes on stage, I can see that he is looking at the light of angels while he sings. That man is not blind. He is just deprived of physical sensation, but he is anything but blind. And so it calls us to be aware of how many levels on which we see. I had a friend once who had a dog, that a very beloved dog, a family member dog, that was completely blind. And if you went to visit her, you could not tell that dog was blind. That dog went everywhere in the house that she wanted to go. She would pick up and run. She would stop and play. She would pause and bark. She would get a ball and toss the ball. I mean, you really could not tell that dog was blind because she had her environment completely memorized and her personal confidence 100%. And so really, what more is there than that, to have your personal confidence 100% and have the environment memorized, either by yourself or by someone that assists you? I mean, really, what else is there? As an artist, I could say there's a lot more there, because my career would end, at least that part of my career, not the whole career, but that part would definitely end, unless I learned how to paint the light of heaven and could somehow put it on canvas. I don't know what that would be like, Christopher, but it might be an interesting challenge. I'm sure I would take it if I had to. If I had to go that route, I would make the most of it. But still, we pray for your friends, because it's a shock. It's a terrible shock to have to conform and adapt to conditions that you would have thought were unbearable and definitely not foreseeable. So we pray for her and hold her in the highest light.
Oh, thank you. And there's the person I mentioned last week, Tricia, my friend Priya's mom. I just want to put Priya and Tricia on the blessing also, because similar thing, that her mom has been going through such incredible pain physically that it's causing psychotic episodes or psychological break within her. And so, again, an unexpected rocky terrain, and for her own sake, you know, for her mother's sake, the suffering she's going through, but also my friend and the initiation that she's going through and holding her mom through this process. So I just love to put them on there as well.
Okay, we've got her.
Awesome.
Got her in our hearts. Thanks. And our lips. Yeah, and you,
Glenda.
Christopher, we wish you a blessed and beautiful Christmas.
You too. I was just going to say Merry Christmas to you, and I'll look forward to connecting next week. Love you so much.
Okay. Well, we'll be together next Sunday, wishing our way toward a great new year. Today, it's all about Christmas. And we have Aria on the line. Hello, dear. Your line is open.
Hi, Glenda. It's Aria. I just want to wish everyone a wonderful Merry Christmas. It's holy season. And whether it was Yahshua's birthday or not doesn't matter, because everything is so high. The vibration is so high around
exactly.
This time.
I mean, it's the meaning that counts.
Right.
It's the purpose and the meaning, you know.
Right.
And I can say the same about our lives, each one of our lives. Our lives may not have turned out to be exactly on the same stage we envisioned it to be, with the same furniture we envisioned to be on that stage, doing exactly what we thought we would be doing, but it's the light and the purpose and the meaning we bring to whatever we're doing that is the transformative element. We were created in the image of God to be able to elevate anything, to move anything up. And sometimes we get very discouraged because the hand we've been dealt isn't exactly what we expected. It doesn't even look like a winning hand. And I don't mean to take this comment to Las Vegas, But really, any card player would tell you there's no such thing as a losing or a winning hand. It's what you make of it. Right. And that's what I'm saying right now. It's what you make of it that determines the outcome and the value of what you have in your hand. That's how I started out our message today. And I think that is the great message of Christmas. It's the value of what was brought to us and right. what we can make of it that really counts.
Absolutely. And I feel the love and the gratitude to Yahshua. But most importantly, it's what he represents as the Christ and what his message was and always will be to me.
Yeah.
Because of his,
exactly.
you know, because what he did and what he, what, you know, everything that happened and how he's still alive for all of us. And I know about pain because I know Christopher was saying, I have pain, you know, I live with it. And the one, prayer that I would ask of Yeshua would be the, help with releasing the physical pain, which I guess I had been using or perhaps as a means to learning and growing. So like, you know, maybe okay. I'm not done with it, but I don't want to hold on to just to, you know, to have pain just to learn things
no.
that they have already learned, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Let that be known. And let it be known how you would like to learn in a different way.
Exactly, I will.
Ask and you shall receive. You know, I have really learned through many years of slow learning. It was a long learning process for me, is not to pray into the difficulty, but to pray into the answer.
Right.
It's so hard because when we're in screaming pain, we're going to pray into that difficulty. We're going to ask mm-hmm. God to relieve that mm-hmm. pain. Find another way, please. Bring the right person to help me, or whatever the situation is. You know, and everything I've been through this year, I kept seeing myself pray into the difficulty, pray into the
mm-hmm.
pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute I started praying into the solution, everything changed.
Wow.
Because when we pray into the solution, we're actually asking for something. We're actually asking for something.
Right.
And
right.
when we can actually make a petition for that which we can receive, then that is a letter to God saying, thank you, I got it. Now this is what I need next.
Right. I'm writing it down. Yeah, definitely. Totally. But I do also want to pray, stand in agreement with you for your perfect place to live. I wasn't on the call, but I envision last week, but I envision that you're in your perfect place.
Well, I am in my previous place. I am
okay.
where I've been for the last 8 years.
Right.
And
did you sell it? Did you sell it?
It's in the process of being sold right
okay.
now.
Amen.
And I'm being expected to leave by the end of January, and
mm-hmm.
I do not know where I'm going or how to get there.
You
so,
right.
again, it's going to be one of those 1155 miracles.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I totally stand in agreement with your perfect place and your perfect move and everything to go in the flow.
But everything else, but the thing is, you know, everything else had to be handled first. And I think sometimes we forget that we think the universe can just move everything around instantaneously. Well, this is a big universe. It's like trying to turn the Titanic around quickly to avoid the iceberg. Well, if you plan ahead and you get everything lined up, that Titanic is going to avoid the iceberg. But sometimes, you know, we don't allow the time necessary to get these big movements in place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard for me this year because there was a lot that had to be moved. It had to be changed and moved around. And I'm standing in patience and faith that everything will be done right and correctly, and I'll wind up where I'm supposed to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank all of you for your prayers. Thank you for your meditations and your prayers and just your general thoughtfulness and your contributions and, just your love. It all comes down to love.
We love you.
I love you too. And I love being here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. So in terms of the places to be, you bet I'm right where I want to be. And that's with all of you. And that doesn't actually locate geographically. It locates in the heart.
Right. Totally.
You know? And sometimes that's what we have to do first. We've got to find our right location in the heart. And then the world will catch up with us eventually.
Right.
I found it works that way a lot.
Well, that's what Jesus, Yahshua, taught me, is teaching me on and on, is the heart and the compassion and the love.
Exactly.
And the, you know.
That's where you go to find your place in life.
Right.
I won't say your place in the world because I don't think you're of the world. But you find your place in life, and then that puts you in the right place to be of service in the world.
Oh, very interesting. Thank you.
Okay, well, Aria, it's been great talking to you.
You too.
And you're on my list. Okay, so I will remember you in my prayers.
Thank you.
Let's just find a better way than pain to
exactly.
get you through where you need to go. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
And bye-bye. And
bye.
Stormy, I see you're on the line today, so your line is open. And Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, for you also. I, Saturday, got a theme for humanity, all of humanity for next year. And it was, and that I asked God, why did you want me to become a friend with Glenda? And he said very clearly, to strengthen your soul.
Oh, that's great. That
so
is
I called
wonderful.
Several
that's
people.
The sweetest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I called several people, Wes, Kathleen Wildwood, June, to say as much thank you in your friendship for strengthening my soul and how each of us strengthen each other's soul and how today can I go about to strengthen the soul of another. And how can I strengthen my soul today? And so I give this prayer to all of humanity for the new year coming about strengthening our soul. I thought that was just so beautiful, Glenda.
It is beautiful, and that's a wonderful contribution, Stormy. I take that as a great Christmas present. Thank you.
Yes, and that's what I told everybody. Here's your Christmas gift. I have another bit of information to be blessed about. David Gibson of the Sound Healing Institute and Globe Institute called me Sunday before the prayer, and he says, well, call me at home afterwards, and I did. I've got his home number. But he tells me what's going on in the world, that he considers me such a good friend that started at the first of the year, and he has been given his board of directors a $500 million grant, Glenda, to create a new kind of hospital to bring forth all of this new technology that is happening in the world. Now, this is happening in the Maldives, and they're having to figure out, what do we do? We've never built a new hospital. But those kinds of things are going on in the world. And also, David let me know that in the research technology of what he and people that he know are doing in this field, that in the very, very near future, all radiation treatment centers will cease to exist because we have another means for treating tumors that uses no radiation treatment whatsoever. This is exceptional, Glenda. David says this is just incredible. and that David wants to call and tell me this. And so that's a lot of good news.
That is great news for the world. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is great news. And a great Christmas present to the world.
Just before I moved out of my broken-down motorhome and a piece of land that was being sold from underneath me at Thousand Trails Campgrounds, I played a piece of music on my keyboard to get me from here to there, not knowing how or what or why or where. And the piece of music was a month before all that I needed to give me the tools just to let it happen. And in the last hour, I found this apartment. My children, grandchildren moved me. My bed was delivered on New Year's Eve day. Everything was just in perfect alignment. And it all was in the piece of music that I let come through my hands. So sit down with a piece of paper and doodle. You being an artist.
That's a great suggestion, Stormy, and a lot of fun. So thank you. You're just
so
kind of
I will give
today.
That encouragement. On yes, it will happen, and the relaxation of it all.
Okay, and I'll let you know. I'll let you know because I'm probably going to be coming up. So I'll be closer to you are. We don't know yet, but it looks like that's the direction I'll be traveling in. And that's where the painting, The Lamb and the Lion, is housed. And so much of the gatherings that I have been part of in the past, it looks like I may be going home.
I haven't wanted to say anything, and I'm still not going to say anything, but I know what I'm thinking about it. Then we'll see.
What's that?
We'll see.
What are you thinking about it?
Well, the bigger picture, I see you going back to Fort Worth for some reason.
I'm going home. I know that. I don't know exactly, you know, what neighborhood, what street, you know, what part, but I know I'm going home. I can feel it. So the feelings are pouring in.
First destination may not be the permanent destination.
That's right, too.
That's food for thought. The first destination may not be the permanent destination. That's food for thought.
I've already got that, too, Tommy, so you're confirming everything I'm feeling. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, well, you and I can keep talking, but we've got some other callers.
Okay. I am on mute now. Bye.
Okay, we have someone from Grand Prairie, Texas. Grand Prairie. Sorry, not Grand Prairie, Grand Prairie. Hello? On. You may have to unmute your own telephone.
Sorry. Yes, Hadland, it's Stephen.
Oh, Stephen, hi.
Can you hear me now?
I hear you perfectly.
Well, splendid. It sounds like Stormy's pretty tuned in there.
I think he is. My goodness, that was surprising.
Yeah. So the reason for my call is a prayer request by an elderly stepmother in her mid-80s has had COVID for about a week, and then she fell last night and broke her hip.
Oh, no.
And she's going into surgery this night. So I'm looking for some healing and some prayers for her to get through that in ease and come out healthy and with no pain as little as possible.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's see. Can I have a name?
Yeah, it's Florence, and she's got COVID and a broken hip.
Okay. Bless her heart.
And she's in the hospital. Could be operating on this afternoon. All the support and well wishes and prayers are much appreciated.
Absolutely. All right. Let me know how she's doing. Okay?
Okay.
After it's over.
Yeah, of course.
I want to thank you too, Stephen. Community members, Stephen is one of the Florence area that we're talking about, and he and his lovely wife Barbara have been doing a lot of work on how to make something happen in that part of the world in terms of going home. And it looks like something's going to work out. We haven't got it. Thank you so much, Stephen. You really are a blessing to my life and a very good friend. So, we had two people drift offline. I guess they wanted to give us more time for our blessings. But if anybody wants to ask for a blessing, now would be the time. Press *6 and then 1. It'll bring you into the queue. And while we get ready for our blessing, let's all just relax. Wherever you are, in your chair, your bed, your recliner, you're probably not going to be outside in the hammock this time of year, but you could hold that thought and use it to bring peace into your body, just the way you feel about life. And you may not be walking barefoot outside either, especially not Jerome up in Dakota. So all got our own ways of being peaceful. And some of you may be but of a lovely dark, and there's just nothing like a cold day and a warm fire to ignite the fires of your heart. So just be attuned with your place. Take some deep breaths and get yourself fully relaxed. We do have a caller, so I'm going to open a line from Petaluma, California. And you're on.
Hello, Glenda, and Merry Christmas to everybody. And I just want to express how much I so appreciate you and your work, your books especially. I just love it. And I love getting your emails with different references. They're very uplifting. My request is basically somebody else had it too, where it's a relationship with a family member. And I'm in my 70s. My sister's a couple years older. And the relationship is still like it was when we were kids. And it's difficult, to say it nicely. It's difficult. And even though I've certainly followed a spiritual path that is forever leading me to forgiveness and seeing what kind of creates it and give it space, and she's resentful of me. It's just all there is to it. And it's a competitive thing. And so I would just like to, you know, we're not getting any younger, and I certainly don't want to go out with this kind of relationship. I really want to find peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's just hold that in place for you and your sister. I see it. I see it in your heart. And I don't know about hers, but, you know, the thing is, we can't write the chapters of another person's life. You can only write the chapters of your own life. So you bring yourself to peace, and you create the kind of space and connection that allows you to have the greatest amount of peace with her. And then let it go. Let her be the way she needs to be. You can't tell her to be. You can't make your relationship more perfect than it is capable of being. You just create what you need to be at peace in your life. And you will find that when you're at peace with yourself, there is less to resist from other people. They can't find food for their negative thought inside your world. When they can't feed on anything negative inside your world, they're not going to want to pay the bill for getting all that negativity from their world. Does that make sense?
Yes, it really does. It really, truly does. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, just be at peace. Make your world the way it needs to be. And you cannot control theirs. You cannot. And I had pretty much the same thing with my brother and sister. And after I began having a closer relationship with Yeshua, I went into a state of peace. But they found nothing to fight with me about. And they just kind of backed off into their own world. And they were with their families, and they just peacefully left this world with no complications to me, no negativity to me. And that was the way it needed to be. We have to remember that we're not necessarily supposed to be close to everyone on earth. We're supposed to be at peace with ourselves in their presence. I want to say that again. To be at peace with yourself in their presence.
I hear
you
that.
You can do that. Then their presence is their business.
Thank you so much.
That applies to all of us. Even the most illuminated among you. And we have some very, very wise, illuminated people in our community. Which is why it's so special. It really is. And I've had the pleasure and the privilege of meeting a lot of you personally. One of the things I really look forward to in the future, settled, wherever that's supposed to be, is having seminars again and being able to be with all of my wonderful friends. And, you know, we may not do as much hugging as we did in the past because we've learned about being cautious about that. But we're sure going to spread the love. And we're sure going to have a loving glance at each other's eyes and sweet words among ourselves. And it will be wonderful just to be together again. So thank you for coming online. And I wish you a blessed and beautiful Christmas. And remember, this season celebrates the spirit of Christ that came to bless our earth and the presence of Christ in our earth. Same power, so that we can burn at our brightest. Now, if you just continue your breathing, but maybe make it just a little deeper, really pull your lungs down into your diaphragm, take in as much air as you can, and hold it, and see the love that has come to fill your life. And now release it, and see yourself giving love back into the world. We're all breathing the same air. And it's either going to be filled with love or it will be filled with indifference or it could be filled with brilliance. It could be filled with enlightenment. It could be filled with healing. It could be filled with guidance. It could be filled with prayers. You fill the air around you. Take advantage of this great calling you have to place your intentions on every breath of air you inhale and then give it back the world. That's a great calling you have and a great privilege that you've been given. Place your intention on the air you breathe and then give it back the world.
We could literally change the world that way. Okay, now just sit at peace in your chair. Relax. I'm going to offer an invitation to Yeshua. Then I will ask the blessing givers to join me. And we don't give the blessing from ourselves. We conduct the blessing from Christ and the Holy Spirit and God our Father. But the conducting of it is actually a very special thing, just like the satellite on the roof picks up the signals from the satellite that you're supposed to be receiving into your television or your digital devices, you know? And that's why I want you to be present while we're conducting the blessing, because your prayer will be an attractive right. It will be a magnetic vibe that will bring those blessings in. But receiving them is the challenge, partly because we don't know they're there, so we don't even. Partly because we don't know how to bring them in. And then we just don't. But now is your chance to be in a state of peace, the peace of acceptance, and in. And if you bring them in for somebody else, that's fine too, because you will be attracting them for your family, your friends, whoever you put on the blessing list. Their name will be called and imprinted upon the vibration of this blessing. So let us begin and just be in the peace of your inner being. Dear Yeshua, I call upon your loving spirit, your awesome life-healing presence, that is around us always, but we don't often engage with. We pray that you would just extend your hand so that we can feel it a little more, and we can take it. We can feel your fingers wrapped around us, and we can just hold your hand and receive your blessing, that it comes through us in the most beautiful and meaningful way. There are so many blessings we need, and we've asked for only a few. Open our hearts that we may ask for even more, because there's no end of what you can offer, or the Holy Spirit, or our Heavenly Father. We often just ask for little, because we don't really have confidence that we could receive much. Help us to know there is no end to the blessings we could receive. We could be in a place of abundance, in a place of overflowing, in a place of peace, community, harmony, creativity, and enlightenment. And we have every right to ask if we would only just be. We thank you that you have given endlessly through the ages. Even though we didn't always receive it, you kept on giving. And we're here to say thank you. And we're here to say happy birthday. Because whatever day it is, it's your birthday. Because you gave a new birth to our world. You gave a new birth to humanity. Which is why we love and celebrate the children on this day. Above all others, we celebrate the children. Because it's the day of new birth. You brought new birth to humanity with your incarnation. You gave new birth to our soul through your resurrection. And so we say with all our heart, our beloved brother, our sweetest friend, Son of God, happy birthday. And we sit here and receive. And thank you in advance for we will receive. In your blessed name, amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing is given. Now, you can finish receiving it by going to lie down, rest, and be quiet for at least 7 minutes. It's okay if you fall asleep. That's fine. Just be with your inner self. No thinking. Don't even pray, because it will probably be with words, and words take you into the mind. Just be. Be a blank slate upon which the blessings of God can be written. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you in spirit on Christmas and in our call on the day after Christmas. Bye-bye for now.